Forecast error. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines forecast error in part as the difference between actual demand and forecast demand. Forecast error can be stated as an absolute or a percentage. The formula for forecast error as an absolute value follows, with an example showing actual demand of 31 units and forecast demand of 34.4 units, where A equals actual demand, F equals forecast demand. An absolute value is a number that is stated without regard to positive or negative signs. The absolutes of plus 3.4 and minus 3.4 are both 3.4. The equation above expresses the absolute value mathematically using vertical bars. For example, minus 3.4 equals 3.4. Absolute values of forecast error are used in some of the error tracking methods discussed below. Absolute forecast error expressed as a percentage is called absolute percent error, AP. The equation is as follows, with a continuation of the prior example. Forecast accuracy is simply the complement of the absolute percent error expressed as follows, continuing the prior example. Error rates generally compare the forecast against actual results. Error measurements might help show, for example, how much of a mismatch in supply and demand in logistics services can be attributed to a poor forecast, for example, outside of the control of logistics, versus what needs to be attributed to other causes that are within the control of logistics. Separating out the elements outside of one's control can help when presenting results to decision makers or when setting goals and targets for internal improvement. Error can be measured in units or monetary amounts. Both will be useful at different times and to different audiences. Error in units can help show which items are off by the most, while error in monetary amounts helps show the significance of the error. Being off by $1,010 television cables is less significant than being off by 10 $10,000 televisions. Error rates can also be used to refine forecasts to minimize future errors.